Maybe we'll finish the questions.
Yeah, let's ask, let's carry on with your questions, and we'll end with the demo.
Again, we are back.
And that's Father, if I could start to regret something that Father said, and people being a little anxious about saying something to the priest. I've mentioned this to a few people before. Okay, I work here in the church. For example, Father Sylvain, he was not only my boss and my priest, but he was also my next door neighbor for a number of years. So we became good friends. And so I'm thinking, oh, we're going to confession again? Like, whoa. And, you know, I'm going, come on, Dar, suck it up, Buttercup. This is confession. And so, okay, get over it. I go to confession again. No problem. But I mean, it was a little inhibiting. I'll be back, it was a little inhibiting. But, over the years, he and I would talk about various things, and I'd say to him, oh, you know, Father, you really helped me when you said blah, blah, blah. In confession, he'd say, I said that? Yeah, but if you told me that in confession, he'd say, damn, that was good. But in defense, he didn't really say that, right? It's Jesus that said that. So, how do you get like me that you'll necessarily be in that same kind of position where you're confessing to somebody who's like your friend? But even that, it's fine. Okay, I just want to add that.
Yes. Adding to that, see, when we sit in the confessional, we never, we will not know what the person is going to confess. And you know, we are inspired at that time. When a particular person says a sin, we are actually inspired what advice, what sort of this one we should tell to that person. And even when we give the penance, it is not that we just think like that and give. It comes to us that we should give this person this one. Even some of the Bible quotations, Bible things, it comes to us. It's a kind of inspiration comes to us, and that one as we give us a kind of penance. So it is, we can feel, even the priest, those who are sitting in the confessional for a long time, we can feel the work of Jesus is going through. And I have, many of the priests also told me, and I have also experienced that, when we sit in the confessional for a long time, when we come out of the confessional, it is like celebrating 5 or 6 masses together. We feel a kind of tiredness and a kind of this one in within us. That means Jesus is working through us. That's what the sin is being told, and we are becoming the, what we say, a kind of carrier to Jesus. So we can feel that when we really sit in the confessional. And I love to sit in the confessional. I never say no to any confessional. Even after the mass, when people come, I sit. No problem. Yes. Yeah. Yes, that's a good question. I thought nobody's asking that question. See, each and every priest, right from the seminary, as you can see, in every seminary, there will be a spiritual director who will be directing the spiritually the students there, and also there will be a confessor. Some seminaries, they will have the spiritual director and the confessor as the same. And also we can see some of the beautiful things in the seminaries. The spiritual director and the confessor will never take part in the meetings where they are going to decide about a student. Yes. They will be never present there to vote for that student or anything like that. Because the seminaries also, the spiritual director, the confessional, the secret is kept. So the priest, one who is there as a confessor or a spiritual director, he remains always as a confessor and a friend of all these students there. And once we are ordained, with that we are not elevated. We are still human beings, and there are times priests do commit sin. And you know, every priest, even I myself, when I came to Canada, the first thing Chancellor told me was, Father Jayarajan, please find a spiritual director and confessor for yourself. So each and every priest has a spiritual director and a confessor. We too do go for confessions. See, we...
Can I go with any priest?
Any priest, but we always have a particular priest, so that the priest also know us through and through, who I am, what state I am, and he can very much help us. So we mostly go to a particular person. We take a particular priest, and that is the, even the chancellor will not ask me, whom did you choose? No. That is my personal decision. We decide, and because we as priests, we know who can really help us. Maybe they may suggest us some of the priests, the senior priests, those who are good at this, who can direct a priest. They will give us some more, two, three options. They will show us. So then it is up to us that we can decide with the particular priest. Right? So priests do go for confessions. Yeah. Yeah.
I just heard a very quick story about that, that the priest in Australia told me. They have a special stall here that the priest puts on, and that's kind of, you know, putting on Jesus, I suppose, and then listens to his fellow priest. So he himself, priest, my priest, it was my parish priest, came to confession, and he was an older priest, so he did, but he knelt behind the screen as what was the tradition. And then his brother priest heard his confession, and he was absolved, and they finished, and he was just about to get up and go, and suddenly the hand of the priest who he confessed to came around the side of here, and he gave him a soul, and he said, excuse me, brother priest, would you, it's been busy, would you mind listening to my confession now, please? And so they stayed in their positions, and
yes.
So, and of course, during his confession, he must have mentioned somehow that he was a priest somewhere in it. Otherwise,
no, usually when a priest confesses, when we start, usually in the format what we have, we always, the people will come and say, I have gone to confession this many days and these are my sins. That is our formation we start. But mostly when priest confess, we always mention, I am a priest. First itself will mention that I am a priest and I went for confession this many days and these are my sins. Then proceed with this one. So we always mention to this one, because when the spiritual director, when the confessor, the one who is hearing the confession, when he directs in such a way the priest. That means he can tell him what he has to do and things like that. So the advice or a kind of counseling that he is giving after the confession of sins is different from the advice which is given for an ordinary man. Because some of the things the ordinary man may not be able to understand, but a priest can understand what it is and what is meaning. Yeah, so it is always a little different. Yeah.
So what if, someone goes, I go to confession, and the priest gives me penance, right?
Okay.
What if I'm unable to do that penance?
See, you need to do the penance. That's what, see, if you are not doing the penance, then you don't want to come back. That means you want still remain in the place where you are. So penance is a kind of, it is not a punishment. It is a thing that priest is giving so that you acknowledge your own sins, you feel guilty of your own sins, you make a kind of, reconciliation with God. And by saying those prayers, you are again renewing the relationship with God. So it is a help to come back to Jesus. That's what the penance is given. It is not a punishment that is given. It is a kind of to help you out to come closer towards God.
But if you don't understand the penance that the priest is giving you, or if you don't know a prayer he's asking you to pray something, or if you don't know it, you tell the priest.
Yes.
Or if you can't, if you can't go out and walk in the woods today, and you don't want to, you say, Father, I don't have the time to walk in the woods today.
Yes.
And he can feel completely, if he has a penance that I can complete. Yes.
You can always pray.
Know when you're done.
Yeah. So that's fair. Well, you have to know when your penance is finished. And there's some priests who like to say, sort of give a wide open penance. Like, go and do this for a while, and you can ask, how long should I do it, Father?
Yes.
How many, you know, if you're uneasy at all, it's okay to talk to the priest and ask.
So if you don't do your penance, is the thing kind of incomplete?
It's almost incomplete, because that's what you don't want to reconcile with Jesus. You don't want to come back to this one, you see.
Yeah.
Here we have the, yeah, how to do the confession. So first, as soon as you come, so as soon as you come, mostly the priest will say, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and he'll bless you like this, okay? Then immediately, you have to also make the sign of the cross and say Amen, okay? Then begin with this, bless me Father, for I have sinned, and I have been X number of days, how many days, okay? Number of weeks or months since my last confession. And or, in case of the first confession, you have to say that this is my first confession. Okay, and these are my sins. Then you have to list all your sins. Then finish. After once you say all your sins, at the end you can tell, for these sins and for any sins I may have forgotten, I am truly sorry. Okay, then the priest will give you some guidance or a kind of spiritual advice, as I was saying. Depending on the sin, whatever the sin you are telling to the priest. The priest will impose a penance. Usually the penance is something that can be fulfilled right there in the church. Example, pray three Our Fathers, etc. Or I believe in God, or Hail Mary, or something like that. Sometimes it may involve making some form of reparation for the sin, returning a stolen item or apologizing to your sister, and depending on the sin what you are telling. Then the priest will ask the penitent to make the act of contrition. And what is this act of contrition? Either this form, we have some three forms there. Oh my God, I am sorry for my sins, which you have told by an utterance. Then another one form is, Lord Jesus, Son of the Living God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Another one form is, most of the people say this third form. Oh my God, I am heartily sorry for having offended you, and I distance all my sins. Because of your just punishment, but most of all, because they offend you, my God, who are all good and deserving of all my love, I firmly resolve with the help of your grace to sin no more and avoid the near occasion of sin. Yeah?
Can you choose which one that you want to receive?
Yeah, but no, you can choose. Yeah, you can choose. And in our church, in the confessional, you can see this prayer being pasted on the this place here. I think it is there. It is there in two languages: French and this one, English. English also. Yeah. So as you are saying this prayer, this act of contrition, at the same time. Because this one I am telling you all, because what happens is sometimes the people start with this prayer, and as soon as the priest start praying over them, they stop. You continue to say this prayer, and the priest will be saying the absolution prayer at the same time. So when it is done at the same time, you are also repenting from your sin. The priest is also absolving you. The Holy Spirit is working there. So that is the beauty of that. This one. So you make this act of contrition, and the priest will absolve you at the same time. And at the end of the absolution, the priest will say, in the name of the Father, and I absolve you from all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Some priest may say this prayer louder, some priest will tell in a softer way, only the name of the Father, only that part, they say it louder, so that you know the priest is finishing the prayer. Yeah. Then once it is done,
that part is new to me and probably to those of us in Canada.
Okay.
That it happens concurrently.
Okay.
Typically, my experience has been,
okay,
I say my act of contrition and then the priest absolves. So
okay.
That's probably what
okay.
The first
song. Okay. Yeah, that maybe.
Yeah.
Because see, again, one thing we should also see in the practical side of this one. See, when we say the act of contrition, the priest has to wait till that, and after that he has to give the absolution. When there is a long line waiting outside, and we simply spend the time there, you see. So it is when it is goes concurrently, there is no wrong. We can do it.
Yeah.
Yes.
But most people that I think want to hear the words of absolution.
Okay.
The
it's the same. The words of absolution is same. But only thing, only the priest is allowed to say that prayer. That means only he can absolve the sins.
Yeah. So, what I want to do, if you want to follow along here, just kind of like a demo. Okay, so I'm walking in, and I kneel down.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
And then I say, you guys can say this with me.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It has been, I'm going to say, this is my first confession. And these are my sins. Father, I'm really struggling with prayer. I've been involved in the RCIA, and I've just been learning that I need to pray every day. And I have somewhat, but not every day. So I'm sorry for that. I've really not been grabbing onto the Bible and reflecting on God's Word as I know I should. I'm sorry for that. I don't always look at ways of improving my life, and sometimes in Mass I let my mind drift a little bit, and I think about what I need to do through the day, so I'm not always really attentive in Mass, and I know I'm missing out, and I'm rejecting the fact that Christ is right there, and that, I'm sorry for that. Oh, and I've got time on my hand, Father, and I'm really not actually using it. I'm using it rather to please myself rather than there's opportunity. I've got a neighbor that I can, an elderly neighbor that I could really, I've got time to help, and I just, I would rather do my own thing instead of helping her. And through learning through the RCIA, I'm realizing that no, I really need to do that. And I feel this pain that I really need to help out like that and use my gifts and my talents. I haven't always entirely been honest. I like to bend the truth when it suits me, and I've come to understand that, you know, that's really not a good thing to do. So that's heavy on my heart. I'm not always pleased with God's will, doing God's will. I'd really rather do my own will, and that is a real struggle for me to deal with that. I'm not always thankful for the gifts that God gives me. I'm somewhat envious of gifts that other people have that I think I deserve. So sometimes I actually waste the gifts that I do have while I'm looking for gifts that I don't have. And sometimes when I'm suffering right now with a particular pain, and I'm having a tough time seeing that as a gift of prayer. And so I'm really not accepting the cross, accepting it as a gift of the cross. And I'm really struggling to see a connection with my pain and Jesus. I just want Him to take away my pain. So I'm really struggling with that. And sometimes I get it, but other times I don't. And I'm really kind of ticked off. Like, just take this pain away. And I see a problem there. With respect to the Ten Commandments, the Lord, my God, sometimes I don't decide. I decide I don't want to come to church. I'm a member of the underwater basket weaving serious competition. And if there's a competition going on a Sunday, I'm sorry, I'm going there instead of going to church. And through the RCIA process, I've come to understand that actually that's a really terrible sin. And I'm wrestling with that one. And now I've come to understand that's a serious sin. And so I've done that probably 10 times over the course of the year. So I need to be resolved of that. Taking the Lord's name in vain, I didn't even appreciate until coming through the RCIA that, you know, using His name in vain, even saying something as simple as, oh my God, without it being prayerful, I didn't appreciate that was a problem. So I have now a habit of that I need to break, and I'm struggling to break it, so I need to confess that I have used the Lord's name in vain. Honoring my father and my mother, oh, sometimes my mother asked me the other day to do something, and I told her, yeah, sure, I'll do it. But then I went off, and I thought, I don't want to do it. So I just didn't do it. And then before that, my dad had asked me to do something, and I told him. I said, No, I don't want to do that. So I was dishonoring Him in that way. And then I turned around and I felt bad about that. And I did it anyway. So I did it for Him. But in both cases, there was a problem with that. I was dishonoring both my mother and my father. I haven't killed anybody. But, yes. However, I have, in a sense, killed people's reputations with my gossip. I do have a habit of gossip, and I do tend to undermine people's reputations with my gossip. And I've come to understand that's wrong, and I do feel repentance for that. Adultery, Father, I do have impure thoughts. You know, we have a wonderful marriage, but I do have impure thoughts about this really good-looking guy in the office.
Well, yeah, I work in the church, that's bad. No.
My former office, yeah, yeah. But I've only through, again, through coming to understand this beautiful journey, that these impure thoughts, that's a problem. And again, it's a habit that I really have to work at breaking, and through the grace of God, I need the grace of the sacrament of confession to help me with that. Stealing, well, I certainly don't steal from stores and things like that, but I don't have a problem with taking stuff from the workplace, you know, boxes of paper and things like that. But, wow, I've come to understand that, no, you know what, that's all stealing. I got to stop that. Coveting my neighbors. Yeah, my neighbors just got a nice sports car. Boy, would we ever like that. And so I've been kind of gossiping about him because I'm just a little angry with the fact that he can afford that. And quite frankly, my husband and I, we work way harder than him. And he's got this wonderful sports car. However, again, I've come to understand that, oh, I gotta stop that. I gotta offer that to Jesus because that's just not right. Do I see Jesus in others? You know, Father, I see the little old ladies in the back of the church that are praying. Sometimes they just make me angry because they're like goody two-shoes, and I just don't get it. I don't get it. But I've come to understand that, oh my goodness, they're holding up the church. And I've had to look at these people in a different way. And so I must confess, my former thoughts about some of these people that I call goody two-shoes, or the people who hang around abortion clinics when I was, you know, as a teenager when I was going for my abortion, they really ticked me off that they were out there. I thought they were being really judgmental. But I come to see now that they were actually praying for my soul. And you know, I really must confess the abortion that I had back when I didn't know that was a fair ball way of you know, birth control, essentially. But now, Father, oh, I've come to understand how terrible, terrible that was. I'm devastated about that. So I really need forgiveness for that. That's the guy I'm going to kill. Yeah.
The guy who's yeah.
Holding grudges, bicker, gossip. Okay, I've already talked about that, Father. And in temptation, when I'm faced with, I get angry very quickly, and I allow myself to get angry, and I absolutely enjoy, you know, the pleasure of being angry. And I get, that's my stress relief. But I realize in doing so, I'm really hurting a lot of people. And mostly my own soul and the soul of and God Himself, I'm hurting His heart. And do I let Christ's values rule my life? Well, I'm trying to, Father, but I got to confess, those times when I didn't, I really preferred my own way. I wanted to my own way, and I wanted my way or the highway. And I'm really struggling with correcting that and breaking the habit of letting Christ rule in my life and letting Him be the king of my life. And for these, and for those sins that I may have forgotten, I am truly sorry.
So now this is the place where the priest will give the spiritual direction and advice. And here I cannot give because Darren did not seriously confess. Okay. So this is a place the priest will tell you some kind of spiritual advice and guidance what to do about it. Some priest will take each sin, whatever you are confessing, and he'll focus on that, and he will tell you what to do and how to overcome that, how to come out of that, some things like that. So is that direction? Yeah. Yes. The priest may, and also we will be also very much prudent in asking questions. because we should not go so much kind of intervening in the other person's life also. We also know up to what limit we can ask the questions. So, and also when you say a sin, for example, some people come and say a sin, say, I committed a sexual sin, but what it is? So, before the priest asks, you should explain how, in what circumstances you have committed that. So then priest also understand, okay, this is the sin that he or she has committed. So accordingly the priest can direct you what it is, and accordingly he can give you the penance also. The penance also depends upon the sin, whatever you are saying and things like that. So according to the seriousness of the sin and things like that. So there is a difference in the priest, this one also. I will tell you what it is later after finishing this. So this is the place where the spiritual embrace is given. Now, at the end of the this one spiritual direction, the priest will tell, for your penance, say 2 Hail Marys or 3 Our Fathers or whatever may be. So that one you have to listen carefully what the priest is telling. And some people, what they do, they immediately start telling that, there itself. No. We should go out of the confessional, then we have to do. And the right place to do is to sit in front of the Blessed Sacrament and do it. That is the right place to do. Some people go out of the church and do, because they are so busy to rush to the parking lot. So, so best place is sit in front of the Blessed Sacrament and pray that prayer. And not only pray, there itself you make a resolution, saying that, Lord, I will not do this sin again. That is a way of reconciliation that you are coming towards Jesus. Okay, once that one is done, then the priest will ask, now make an act of contrition. Then you have to start that.
And let's do this together. We'll use the long one, but before we use this long one, what I like to do when I'm trying to memorize something is just understand what it is that I'm saying. I'm saying, Lord, I'm sorry for these sins, but my sins, they didn't just hurt me. More important, they hurt you. And for that, I am really sorry. I need help. I'm a sinner. Have mercy on me. So when you put it in your own framework, that's helpful. It's not just a memorized prayer. That then it comes within your heart that my sin, and that's important for us to understand. Our sins, they don't just hurt us. They hurt everybody around us. And remember that drop in the pond. If a rock dropping in a pond, like a good act, like Mother Teresa, right? A good act, we all agree. Her good acts, they ripple throughout the whole world. Well, sin does the same thing. A drop in the water, it ripples throughout the whole world. So our sin impacts everybody else, and for that, I'm really sorry. Okay, and they hurt you, Jesus. Okay, so, but let's say this one together, all right? Oh my God, I'm heartily sorry for having offended thee, and I confess all my sins because of thy just punishment. But most of all, because they offend thee, my God, who are all good and deserving of all my love, I firmly resolve with the help of thy grace to sin no more and avoid the near occasion of sin. What's the near occasion of sin?
Temptation.
Yeah, putting yourself in, like if you're an alcoholic, the near occasion of sin is a bar. Don't go someplace where you're likely to sin. Okay?
Okay, now the priest will extend his hands and say this prayer. May the God of Moses, through the death and resurrection of his Son, has reconciled the world to himself and sent the Holy Spirit among us for the forgiveness of sins. Through the ministry of the church, may God grant you pardon and peace. And I do not absolve you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
And the priest will tell, your sins are forgiven. Go in peace.
Thank you, Father.
Then
for
thank
you. For thanks
be to God.
Yes.
Amen. Okay,
another question. Well, if somebody comes in and says, I committed robbery or something, can you give us a penance? You have to go on and confess.
That's what we always tell. If he has done a robbery, you have come across in one place. When somebody is robbing something, always the priest will advise you, go back and give that. And be reconciled with this one.
Yeah, make justice, make reparations, turn yourself into the police.
But so many times people don't feel frightened to do that because we'll end up in a lot of this one, troubles and things like that. And that's what, before we rob, we should think. So then we will not end up in any kind of problems like this, you see. That's what the moral conscience. Once our moral conscience is right and it is according to the will of God, we will never end up in like this situations. That's what we have to always form our conscience right with the help of God. That's what sometimes people ask, why we have to attend Mass regularly? Why we have to come to church? This is what? When you are regularly coming for the Masses, when you are attentive to the Word of God, naturally you will form a right moral conscience and you will not do any kind of things against the will of God. Then you know what to do. That's what we need, all these sacraments, all this church, all this. That's what God has given us, the covenant that He made with us. That's very important, yeah.
I was just going to say that we were only play acting today, and so it wasn't a real confession. But if it had been, Darlene would have put the most grievous, say the abortion or whatever, at the top of the list.
Okay.
That would be probably what we would be meant to do, is put the most serious thing at the top.
No, that is yeah.
Is that
that no.
See, there is no hard and fast rule which sin has to be told first or which sin has to be told last. There is no hard and fast rule. You can say any kind of sin at any time. And there is no time limit also for each confession. But you also see that, have it in mind, because there are many more people who are desperately waiting to get the penance and a kind of resolution from Jesus. Many people are waiting there.
And they're sitting in line.
Yes. Yeah.
And what I do is I call and make a special appointment.
That's good. That is a very good way. Because the priest also, see, when you make an appointment and go, I will tell you what is the difference between the confessions made with the appointment and without appointment. See, when there are some 50-100 people waiting, the priest cannot really help you. He can give you some kind of advice and things like that, but so much deeply touching your life, he cannot help you. Because he has to help many people, those are waiting there. When you make a real appointment and go in a special time, the priest can really take each problem, each sin, and he can help you out. That's right.
Especially if it's your first confession.
Yeah, especially.
It's your first confession in a long time. And confession and spiritual direction are not the same thing.
Yes.
So you don't go to confession if you're looking for spiritual direction.
Spiritual direction can be done even here in this place.
Yeah.
You can do it maybe outside anywhere. You can do it in the parking lot, no problem. That is spiritual direction. But confessional is different. And whenever a priest sits in the confessional, he will always put this stone. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. While he sits in the spiritual direction, he will not put that. Yeah.
Father, also you mentioned that when a priest confessed, they said, I am a priest. When I was taught in Australia, I was told, especially if you don't know the priest, say, I'm a single person or I'm a married person, because sometimes it gives a bit of context to what you're saying.
Yes. Yeah. So that the priest can help you.
Yeah.
What context you are sinning and things like that, you see. Yeah.
Father, this is just something I was talking with Amanda about at the break. Is it okay to bring his paper in or your phone?
Welcome. Most welcome. See, when we are taught in the seminary, one of the best confessions told to us is, before you go for confession, sit in front of the Blessed Sacrament. Go into your conscience and see. There are areas which we don't want to reveal to anybody. When last week I was preaching, there are areas where we don't want to tell those areas even to our own husbands and our wives or even to our children. We don't want to share that. Even to that deep core, go inside. And sometimes we cannot remember all these sins, and especially when you make your first confession, when you come inside itself, you will feel a kind of, I don't know what is going to be, and you forget all your sins. So the best thing is, sit in front of the Blessed Sacrament with a piece of paper and pen. Write down. In the beginning, you have to write down, because it takes little time to get used with the confessions. And I will always suggest to you, whenever I go for a confession, even till today, I always write down and go. It is good because we don't miss out anything, because we are sitting in front of Blessed Sacrament and really doing our moral conscience and what we have done wrong and things like that. And also, when we do like that, we will not hide ourselves also.
But also the exercise of doing that is very cathartic.
Yes. We really feel that we have forgiven from all the sins, because we have clearly gone into our conscience and seen what is a fault that we have done. And when we write it down, we will not miss it out, and we tell everything in the confession. But still, some people will tell, at last we say a word, for all these sins and the sins that I cannot remember, I am truly sorry, and I ask you for absolution of you, Father, and that is a long prayer. But we can make it short also. So, with that, everything is condensed, we can say. But, as I said before, when we clearly explain to the priest what area you have committed the sin and what it is, then it is helpful for you. That is, now we are technology. Yeah, people are so... And you know, there are sometimes, even we are sometimes a little bit scandalized, because we can see some priest sitting in the church and with the phone and the tablet and things like that. Actually, they are not playing around this one. Now there is an app where they can say their prayer. Sometimes when we see, we will see what this priest is. This one. And you know, there are apps which you can give you the entire mass, the mass, everything, all the prayers and everything. It is there. So it is handy also, because. Okay. So, it is handy also. See, for example, here we cannot see some, there are some places like South Africa and all, when we go to the mission stations, we will not have any missal or lectionary or anything like that. That time it is really helpful.
Okay, I just want to mention two more things, is that one of the development of content, that's where you have to understand that you have to keep moving forward. You have to continue to educate your conscience. You can't stop. And one of our former RCIA guys, he was chatting with his sponsor about, you know, different challenging things. He put it this way. He framed it very well. He said, "Oh, I didn't want to know that yet." What did that tell you? He figured out that, I wanted to keep sinning in that regard. However, once you know it, you can't dump it. You gotta now change. Yeah. So that was really cute. I mean, he didn't know what he was saying, but he said, "Oh, I didn't want to know that yet." It was so funny. But it says a lot. The other thing I want to point out is that you people are about to be baptized. June, 79 years of your sins are gone. You never have to sit here. When you kneel in front of the priest, you're only going to be confessing from the 19th of April, 2014, and beyond. So understand, people are baptized. Those sins are gone. We want you to bring them forth. We want you to have them in your mind. So that when you're in that baptismal font, understand, that's what's going away. Isn't that cool? That is.
And also, I will ask you, when you are baptized as an adult, pray for the gift of the Holy Spirit when the priest baptizes you. Really, you will receive it. You will receive it and pray for that gift. As a child, when a child is baptized, a child cannot pray like that. But when you are baptized as an adult, you are lucky Because you need not confess all your sins, whatever committed so far, and you can receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thank you for
it. Ask for it.